on.
Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Stiles every Tuesday night at 7:15.
Welcome. You're here with Chris and Suzanne Stiles. It's 7:15 on The Success Show on Mix 93.8 FM. Now, tonight we've got a really interesting show. We're going to be reaching out to all the entrepreneurs out there who would love the opportunity to have their business profiled on TV. So it's going to be very, very exciting. We're going to be chatting to Nick Regisford from Bongwe TV, or otherwise known as the CEO of Leadership 2020. Nick has been in studio before. And then a little later on, we're going to be chatting about something called earning the right. And how do you actually present yourself and your brand?
Yeah, fascinating topic, earning the right. And how many people do you know out there who are actually representing themselves in a certain way or portraying to be X, Y, or Z when in actual fact they're not? And this might even be in their public profile. And I think it is really something that we're going to dig into a little bit tonight, especially around authenticity and the potential reputational damage that exists if you actually are not what you say you are, or you haven't been there and done that. But on that note, what an incredibly interesting weekend has just passed. It was Millionaire Mind Intensive with T. Harv Eker, and it was led by Doug Nelson. And just incredible feedback, really, really great feedback. And thank you so much to Mix FM and the entire radio station and the crew who got behind this and helped support it. That was very prominently displayed on the website, on the banner. And as a result of that, a lot of people attended. And I know that they really enjoyed themselves because we've received tremendous feedback.
We have. And, you know, just while we're online, the one thing that I wanted to do is I just want to say happy birthday to a really fabulous listener of ours, Kafu, who's up with the South African National Defence Force in the Congo. And, you know, it's Kafu's birthday, and he always retweets, he listens to the podcast, he always gets really involved. And, yes, getting back to Millionaire Mind Intensive, I mean, let's think about that, really. It is an intensive thing. It's 3 days. It is hours from early in the morning till really, really late at night. But it's all about your money blueprint. And as we've said before, if you only do one personal development seminar in your whole life, that is the one to do. And Melanie Nelson's interview actually just went through the roof in terms of listens on the podcast. So,
well, quite. They've actually been, I think, close on 400 downloads already, which is fantastic in 1 week. And just this morning, we were sitting chatting with someone who'd actually been on Millionaire Mind Intensive and actually said how many incredible aha moments she'd had. And she'd studied this material for years and years and years. But once again, it's because you're there. It's because you're in the presence of these great trainers and because they are able to elicit different states within you, and therefore, as a result of this, your journey of discovery is absolutely amazing, but just fantastic. And then also just to reflect on the past couple of interviews as well, we had Kayleen Murray, who's yes, Miss South Africa finalist.
I'm in fact heading off to Sun City any day now to start getting ready for the rehearsals. It's the Miss SA pageant on the 30th of March, yep, on the Sunday, so that's going to be huge. And you know, our thoughts go out there. What an amazing young lady to be focusing on the mind at such a young age, which is really unusual.
And also really together. You know, what was it's wonderful to have all the beauty and to also have brains and purposeful living wrapped into that is just fantastic. So the last 2 weeks have actually really been productive for us. We've had great interviews. Thank you to everyone who's downloaded the podcasts and listened to them. I mean, goodness me, we're actually well over 1,000 new downloads, and we're actually sitting around 1,500 every single week. So the show is growing and gaining massive momentum.
No, it's excellent. And, you know, let's think about it in terms of what has been happening over the last few weeks. And, you know, if you would like to share with us what's been happening in your life, please send us a tweet on @mix938FM, or you can SMS us on 41348. SMSs are charged at R1.50, because are you thinking small? Are you putting yourself in a position where You just want a nice house or a little car or a little business. Even thinking in terms of small business. I know it's something that I get up on my soapbox around, but, you know, small business is defined in the banking world by businesses with a turnover up to 15 million rand. That's not actually small.
No.
Stop positioning yourself as a small business. Start thinking about what it is that you've achieved and how you have succeeded. And can we help you celebrate? I mean, just being involved with the season 6 of Making Moves and how it wants to celebrate entrepreneurs and how it wants to educate people around the fact that entrepreneurs can actually create wonderful lives for themselves. It's not easy, but neither's working.
No, it isn't. And it comes back to one single word, and that is opportunity. And Making Moves is a very, very interesting program because it actually wants to showcase young entrepreneurial success. It wants to celebrate the success. And here we're talking proper success. We're talking a registered business. The business owner has actually got his or her act together. They're doing something. They're making a contribution to society. This is not a sideline business. This is not what you might call a side preneur, where you've got a job and you're kind of doing something on the side, hoping that it's going to eventually develop into something big enough to eat away your job and therefore give you choices and hopefully the freedom that goes with it. These are actually established businesses. And the interesting thing is that if you had the opportunity to have your business showcased on a television program like SABC One, do you not think that that would unlock a lot more interest around your business? Do you not think that would potentially generate a whole lot of new clients for you? And if the program were also to bring specialists into play in order to help you take your business to the next level, why would you not be jumping at it? And it comes back down to the word opportunity. And then one can expand on that and actually go into the word that I think nobody on this planet says better than Les Brown, and that is hungry. And when he uses that deep baritone voice, and he says, hungry, and you've got to be hungry. And this is exactly it. How hungry are you? Because, you know, are you actually getting out there? If you're aware of these type of opportunities, are you acting on them? Are you actually getting off your backside and really doing something, or are you just hoping that things are going to come to you? And it's fascinating because we can already see, just in terms of some of the people who we chat to and interview, just their energy. They want more. They've got that drive, and as a result of that, when you actually get to talk to them, they have a business. But quite a lot of guys who you chat to, you know, they don't have that energy. They don't have the drive, and quite frankly, the business is nothing more than really a mirror of who they are and where they are.
Well, it's so important to really focus on that. And in terms of opportunity, I love the fact that you gave that up, because actually, technically speaking, what is it that they say about opportunity? You must rather be prepared and opportunity doesn't knock than opportunity knocks and you're not prepared. And that's a big thought out there for entrepreneurs at the moment. If we knocked on your door tomorrow and said, can we profile your business on TV? Would you be ready? And it's such an important thing. And, you know, think about that. Where are you? You might not be ready this minute, but why aren't you getting ready for that opportunity when it knocks? Mix 93.8 FM, and that was Tracy Chapman with Give Me One Reason. And before that, we had Rod Stewart with Baby Jane. Now, we've been struggling to get hold of Nick Regisford, and we're hoping to manage to get him online to chat a little bit about Making Moves and how you as an entrepreneur can showcase your business. But in the interim, while we're waiting to see if we can get Nick, if you'd like to send us an email, if you can email myself or Chris on chris@makesyouthink.co.za, suzanne@makesyouthink.co.za, or if you cannot remember that, you can email Mix. They always forward emails onto us, and we'll give the details of how you can be profiled. You need to be young, 18 to 35. You need to have been in business for 2 years and have a registered business. So all your paperwork's got to be done, and you've got to be a good law-abiding South African entrepreneur?
Well, I think that's exactly it. It's the fact that this is about business owners, not somebody who just has a whim or a side business. This is someone who's actually in business. They are making money. They're doing more than, let's say, 5,000 to 7,000 rand a month. They have an established business. They've been in business for 18 months to 2 years. And they're making a contribution to society. So it's not so much just about talking about entrepreneurship. You've actually done something about entrepreneurship.
And if you can share your story with us, then there's an opportunity for you to be profiled for you and your business. Now, before we get into actually earning the right and having earned the right, we had the opportunity of going through to the event, to South Africa's first event industry summit last week, and in fact we got to chat a little bit with Mix FM's very own Michael Jackson.
Absolutely.
The other one.
Yeah, and what a brilliant job he did of emceeing the event.
I mean, he did.
Absolutely superb.
And how interesting to find out when we meet so many young people who want to be professional speakers. And what is the difference between being an entrepreneur that speaks or somebody that speaks from a position of authority, and who actually is a professional speaker? And there really are only about 15 professional speakers in South Africa. Now, you might think, well, you know, I speak and I'm very professional at the way I present, but that is not what dictates a professional speaker.
No, not at all. And what I really enjoyed that afternoon was the representation of the Professional Speakers Association of South Africa, PSASA. Really brilliant to meet Jacques. And what a fascinating afternoon it was, especially the first session, which really went around being a professional speaker and what professional speakers do and the transparency around the industry. And again, you see, it comes back to earning the right. Now, a lot of people on their profiles have actually got the fact that they are professional speakers, yet they, if you really had to dig into it, they're not professional speakers. And it was very interesting to listen to Michael Jackson and this panel debate the professional speaking industry and landscape in South Africa. And I must admit, I took a lot of very positive learnings from that.
Well, what was very interesting was the fact that you are a professional speaker if and when you earn all your money as a speaker, if that is what you do. You are not a professional speaker if you get up as an entrepreneur and you speak from stage. And even if you are paid to speak, you are, in fact, a speaker. You are not a professional speaker. So it was quite an eye-opener in terms of the professional doesn't actually relate in any way to your skills or prowess as a speaker. The professional side of it is you earn your money from speaking alone, not from being the fact that Chris and I are speakers. We get paid to speak. But we get paid to consult, we get paid to teach, we get paid to train. So we are not, in effect, professional speakers. That's not where we earn our bread and butter money from.
No.
So that was really quite interesting. And then that sort of got Chris and I onto thinking, have you earned the right, and the importance of earning the right to state that you are a something publicly? Whether it be on social media, whether it be on a radio interview, whether it be on your website, on your profile, or everything. And it is the importance, once again, of authenticity, letting people know where you come from and know where you are going.
Absolutely. And I think this is so important in any industry, and especially when you decide to position yourself as an expert in an industry. Now, there are many ways to do that, and we've actually alluded to a couple of them during previous shows where we've spoken about branding and how incredibly important it is to brand yourself for success. But the other thing is, you also need to have been there and done that. Like, for example, I take business coaching and business coaches. Now, how can you ever position yourself as a business coach or in business coaching if you've actually never run a business, if you've never been responsible for a business? And I guess one can take it a little bit further. You know, do you really understand what business is like until you've actually failed at business?
Absolutely.
Now, it's very interesting how we have global icons that often come and visit here in studio with us, or we get them on the line and we chat to them about their journey. And they talk about very, very difficult times when either they were broke, completely broke, or they'd lost a business and were in the process of being sequestrated or the company liquidated, whatever it might be. But when you listen to their story, you actually realize that they went through the rites of passage, if you will, in order to call themselves and position themselves as an industry expert. And I think it's just so important because you know, branding is massively important because branding gets you out there. And when you brand it right, you definitely get more attention, you get more clients, you get more money, you get all of those wonderful things. And we actually teach this in our branding small business workshops. But then there's the other side of it, and that is the authentic branding. And you know, just remember in everything that you do in business, your profile, whether it be your social media profile, your profile in LinkedIn, whatever it is that you're saying, just be authentic about where you are. Because I guess it's just one of those things, and it goes back down to very, very simply, the way you portray yourself is so important. Because if you meet somebody who actually realizes that you don't know what you're doing, they're actually going to tear you to shreds. And this comes out very clearly in Blair Singer's book, Your Little Voice. Now, we went through a very intensive training with Blair Singer around Train the Trainer, which is a success resources event, which is part of Quantum Leap and a flow on from Millionaire Mind Intensive. And it was absolutely brilliant. And what Blair Singer really was big on, and it was so wonderful to hear this being brought to the table, was authenticity and being true to who you are and being true to your journey and not trying to, you know, represent yourself as this multi-millionaire business icon tycoon, if you will, when in actual fact you're dealing with a struggling startup business. There's no need to put yourself down, but the thing is, if you are misrepresenting the truth, you're going to get caught out. And in actual fact, in one of the seminars that Blair Singer was doing or conducting, he was actually teaching a piece where he was not an expert. And when he was teaching it, there happened to be someone in the room who actually knew that what he was talking about was trash and took him to task. And it was one of the hardest lessons that he ever learned, because as a result of that, he realized that when you begin to really step out into the public arena, just make sure you have earned the right to do so and that you are representing yourself in an honest and authentic way.
But it was so interesting, because when you think of that, and you know, if you'd like to share any of your experiences with us, please send us an SMS on 41348. SMSs are charged at R1.50, or you can send us a tweet on @mix938fm. But think about this really. This is not around saying, oh, well, how can I go out and teach if I'm, you know, not the world's best at this? It's about the authenticity of saying, I am on this journey to here, and I am taking you with me. Hmm. And along the way, I'm going to share with you and teach you the lessons that I've learned. So if I think about it, it is why we ourselves, when we teach you lessons, they are lessons from things that we have learned. We've been successful. We've been catastrophically destroyed in certain topics and certain things that we've done, and we've learned lessons from these. And this is where the actual authenticity and earning the right comes in. We can stand up and say XYZ around this subject because we know it, we felt it, we've experienced it, and now we're sharing it. And this is how you go along.
Well, so the other thing is that every part of our journey and everything that we do has actually been recorded already.
Yes.
So it's there in the public arena. Now, we took a massive financial hit as a result of a bad business decision. And as a result of that, we had to re-engineer our lives considerably. And it actually ended up with getting to the point where we really were building a business. We were building something with nothing. And we've actually succeeded in this and really got it to the point now where it's starting to gain lovely momentum. We worked with some clients the other day, very, very successful clients. And when we walked away from it, they were absolutely blown away by what we'd shared with them. Now, I think what is so incredibly important is to begin to position and things in your mind and join the dots in your mind. For example, you should not allow your current circumstances to be defining who you are, how you see yourself, your vision of success, etc., etc. But you also need to be true to where you are on the journey. Now, there's this one thing, and quite a lot of young people come up to me and chat to me about fake it till you make it. Now, the thing is, fake it till you make it also has an authentic element, because fake it till you make it, fake it in your mind.
Yes, not fake it in terms of going out there and telling everybody that you've drive a Lamborghini, you've made it, you're there, you're at the top of your game. But in terms of the fake it, it is position the picture in your mind.
Exactly.
And you tell yourself that's what you are, and you share what you're learning along the journey. But that's like saying, I can truly say I am a millionaire maker.
Yes.
Am I a millionaire right now myself after what has happened? No, because I'm rebuilding. But I was a multi-millionaire who made a bad business decision.
And you'd made a lot of other people millionaires exactly. as a result of their businesses.
So, yeah. Yes, I'm a millionaire maker. Mm. I have been a millionaire myself several times over, but I know what it's like to lose it all. I know what it's like to start again. And I've got to tell you, Something from Nothing sounds like a great book title.
Yeah.
But that is what you do. So what have I got in my mind as a picture? I've got my millions back. I've got my business back at the level that I had previous businesses. The picture is there. So, yes, fake it with the picture in your mind until you make it.
Exactly. And this really comes back to the creative process. And it's a brilliant, brilliant creative process, because if you think of anything, and Napoleon Hill teaches in Think and Grow Rich that whatever the mind, or let's say whatever your mind can conceive and believe, shall come to pass in your physical world. Now, when you are busy using your imagination and your higher faculties and you're being highly creative, let's take, for example, the Wright brothers. When the Wright brothers decided that they wanted to build this flying machine, a plane, if you will, did they have it? No. Did they know what it looked like eventually? No. Did they have an idea of how many modifications it would take? No. Did they have an idea of how many times they would have to try to get it right? No. But what they did is they had this image in their mind, a clear image of this device, instrument, whatever it is, that flew. And in their mind, they believed this. So they were faking it until they were making it. Now, the creative process goes all around the fact that you create a fantasy in your mind. And then with enough emotion and with enough effort, that fantasy becomes a fact. It actually goes through a process where the fantasy moves to theory, moves to fact, and that is the creative process. That is what geniuses use all the time, whether they know they're doing it or not. That is how you think into results. That is how Bob Proctor teaches you to use the infinitely massive power of your mind to be able to create results that other people can only ever just think, wow, around. It's because you build a fantasy and then you take it to the point where it becomes a theory and finally a fact. And this is exactly what faking it till you making it is all about. Faking it till you making it is faking it in your head. And that's what every single genius does. That's where they fake it, because they believe it in the 6 inches between their ears. And ultimately it happens. But that doesn't mean you fake it to the world in everything about you, your energy, and everything that you basically put out there.
And also, it's misrepresentative, and it can become something that really gets you into trouble, depending on what is the industry you're in and what it is that you want to achieve. And also it leads to such incredible disappointment if you don't succeed. And that's why, you know, it's something that has to be done, because if you say you something you are not into the general public eye and somebody finds out about it, you know, you can absolutely destroy your business and the hopes of your success. So it's why it's so important to have that internally.
Indeed.
Now, it looks like we've managed to track down Nick, and I'd love to have a chat to him, him online, because Nick is going to be able to put across the absolute dream and the nuts and bolts of making moves. So we're going to be chatting to Nick in a few minutes.
We're going to go to a short break, and then when we come back, we're pretty sure we'll have Nicholas registered on the line speaking about Making Moves, a fascinating television entrepreneurial initiative.
Next. Beyonce and Shakira with Beautiful Liar. It's 5 to 8 on Mix 93.8 FM, and we have Nick Regisford on the line. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hi there.
How are you?
Excellent.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be able to get hold of you. Nick, we just wanted to share with our listeners tonight a little bit of more information about Making Moves Series 6, and we thought you are the man of the hour.
Which hour? The midnight hour or the 8 o'clock hour or the 7 o'clock hour?
I think we'll do the 8 o'clock hour.
The now hour.
Great. Well, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, it's great. Nick, share with us a bit of the vision around what Making Moves Series 6 is going to be doing with entrepreneurs in South Africa.
Yeah, the whole objective of Making Moves is to inspire entrepreneurs and would-be entrepreneurs and premature entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs who are about to be born to get up and be active and help save lives by creating jobs. I think that there's a critical need for us in South Africa to push the idea of entrepreneurship, to make sure that people understand that by being an entrepreneur, you are helping livelihoods, you are creating employment, you are helping the GDP of the country, and there's a critical role to be played here. Jobs are decreasing, and we have a big need for entrepreneurship. So Making Moves Season 6 is going to do a good job at showcasing some of the young South African talent out there that is getting up, doing it, making it happen, and being an asset to the country and helping change the community and the shape of community around them through their entrepreneurial drive.
Now, Nick, I'm an entrepreneur, small business owner. I'm listening to this radio show live, or I'm listening to the podcast post the show, and I'm thinking, gosh, I would love to have my business showcased through Making Moves. What are the qualifying criteria that I would need to meet in order to actually have my business potentially showcased?
Well, we'd like you to be, first of all, South African. We'd prefer it that you are under 35, which represents youth. We'd like you to have been in business for at least 16 months, 24 months, and we'd like you to have, you know, a registered company and to be operating, you know. We're not looking for people who are, let me rephrase that. We are looking for people who are paying tax, who are doing good business, who are making money. Maybe they're not making money every month, but they've got a record of their payments. They've got some audited financials. That would be an ideal. But essentially what we want is inspirational, entertaining characters who've got interesting businesses that they want to showcase with the rest of the country. 1 million people watch Making Moves for Money. And if you're an entrepreneur with your own business and you want your business to be showcased, here's an opportunity for us to make a ready-made portfolio piece for you. I mean, what else do you want?
Well, I think it's incredible. I mean, I just wish Chris and I were, you know, sort of 10, 12 years younger.
You can always decrease your age. You know, there's ways to do it.
I think I'd try and turn that clock back. It's a bit like trying to run the miles back on an old car.
Now, Nick, besides having your business showcased or potentially showcased on Making Moves, What other wow elements are there that the potential successful participants would enjoy?
Well, look, I think basically one of the reasons why we're doing this is to help people. And, you know, I get a big kick, and part of my the reason why I get up every morning is to help people. And we want to be able to take people who are in business to people who are experienced business coaches, trainers, mentors, and give them some opportunity to, on our budget, to get some coaching sessions. So each entrepreneur that we feature on the show can get up to 20,000 rands worth in value of coaching along the lines of their business where they need support and things that they may not be willing to put their money to right now. So as a sign of our gratitude and us respecting the fact that they've given us time to shoot and wage their premises and expose basically what goes on in your business, we want to be able to offer entrepreneurs coaching. So fantastic opportunity for you as an entrepreneur. If you know you've got a weakness, because nobody's perfect and we can always all be better, we will offer you 20,000 rands worth of coaching. Part of it happens in the show and the rest of it happens outside of the program, where you can help to grow as an individual on your entrepreneurial journey.
Wow, that's amazing, because coaching is one thing, or an assistance is one thing that every small business and entrepreneur needs, but it is so difficult for them to allocate the funds for that because the funds always have to go elsewhere. So that's a great opportunity. And you're as Making Moves, you're going to be filming them and profiling their business both externally and a visit into the studio, which gives them that experience for hopefully more interviews and more profiles as their business grows.
Absolutely. Part of what we need to do is obviously meet the character. We want to know your personal profile. We want to meet some of the people that have been with you when you didn't have your business and they've seen the change in you. We want to speak to you as an individual and know how you have grown as a person, how what you're doing in your business has had a positive effect and also the negative effects on you. Maybe you have less time now to spend with your family, but you're following your passion. Maybe you've had to change the way that you model your life. But the whole thing is that we will take you through a journey. Part of it, some of it will be a bit painful. A lot of it will be very, very, very rewarding for you. And obviously, the exposure to a million people may mean that you just get some more customers at the end of the day. So it's going to be a very good opportunity for you as an entrepreneur in South Africa who's young, who's hungry, who wants the platform, who wants the exposure to grow. And we hope that when you come out of this experience, that you as an individual has grown, and then once the broadcast is played, business also grows.
Well, Nick, congratulations to you and Bongwe TV for such a fascinating initiative. I do believe it's going to attract a lot of attention, because not only from tonight's show, I'm guaranteed that there will be people tonight who will want to know more about this, but also from the podcasts and all the various social media. And also wonderful to see young entrepreneurs already responding, from Brands and Institute, from Shanduka, Black Umbrellas. I mean, fantastic stuff. So well done to you, and well done to the team for creating this. And Nick, as always, lovely to chat to you, and thanks for coming online and chatting to us.
Yeah, thanks to you guys, Chris and Suzanne and Mix FM. I'd just like to say, if there's any entrepreneurs who want to get onto the program, please email us, makingmoves06@bongwe.tv. I'm sure you guys have it on the paper there, so you can also remind your listeners of it.
We do.
But we look forward to receiving mail from entrepreneurs out there and who are listening to FM who wish to get on the program.
Brilliant. Nick, thank you so much for giving us the time tonight.
Thank you very much. All the best. Cheers.
Isn't that wonderful? So if you're a young entrepreneur, you're under 35, Chris and I don't qualify, we're gutted. If you've been in business, you've got a registered business, you've been in business 16 to 24 months, you're making some money, not necessarily every month, but that you are making money, you've got some records, you're paying tax, you're of good standing, send an email to makingmoves06@bongwe.tv. Now that's BONGOE.TV. It's an absolute great opportunity.
Well, if you've got a business and your business meets those criteria, you're somewhere between the ages of 18 to 35, you're actually making money, you've got a bona fide business that's registered, you've got clients, and you actually have something to showcase.
And a story.
Other than just an idea. Goodness gracious me, you should be jumping at this, because here's an opportunity to have your business showcased in front of an audience of 1 million-plus viewers. And on the back of that, you think your business isn't going to explode? Of course it is. So here's a golden opportunity for you to grab hold of. And we just would be so delighted if, as a result of this show, you happened to be one of the successful people whose business gets showcased, and you create even more success for the Midrand area. Fantastic.
Now, isn't it great? Now, one of the things I loved about what Nick had to say was actually about the authenticity, your story. You have got the story, you've got the beginnings of earning the right. They want to speak to your family, your friends, people who probably thought you were nuts at some times, because us entrepreneurs often find that people think we're barking mad, because we embark on a project, we get ourselves completely entrenched and immersed in it. We do crazy things. We take risks, some calculated, some we know about. Some of them hitting us in the face, like my favorite Mike Tyson quote. But we are entrepreneurs and we do that. And it is essential, because what are corporates doing? Corporates are reducing jobs.
And the other thing is, and for me, it was a very, very important thing that Nick said, where he made mention of what it is that puts the spring in his step when he gets up in the morning. And that is the fact that he likes to help and serve people. Now, what is just so brilliant for me on so many different levels is the fact that that's exactly what an entrepreneur should be doing.
Well, he should be.
Yeah, and she should be. Entrepreneurs are there to basically help create and improve society, to identify problems and to work on solving those problems. And the bigger the problem and the more clever you are at solving it, well, guess what? The more money you're going to make, the more successful you're going to become.
Well, that's the most important thing that you were saying there. You know, entrepreneurs solve problems for a profit.
Exactly.
And that is something, when we were chatting to a friend of ours today who is a listener of the show, in fact joined us a few weeks ago, and she said one of the things that she found absolutely amazing is one of the characteristics at Millionaire Mind is a group that helps for free. Now, I'm not going to define who those groups are or what the name of that group is, because I don't want to spoil anything around Millionaire Mind for you, because there is another one this year. But it is exactly that. It doesn't matter how much good you want to do, you have to be rewarded for it. It's a rule, it's a law. Dr. DeMartini taught it to us. It is the law of compensation. You have to be compensated for the effort and the good that you do. It's absolutely essential. So when you're sitting there thinking about becoming a social entrepreneur, wanting to do things for people, wanting to make sure that societal ills are worked on, that things are replaced, that things get better, you still need to do that for a profit.
Absolutely. Look, the biggest thing about business is you are going to receive in accordance with what it is that your business delivers. So if your business delivers, let's say, very simple solutions to a very few people, well, that's where your business is going to be, and that's what you're going to earn, and those are the results that you're going to get. But when you deliver really profound solutions to many people, that's when your business just explodes. And that's when you speak to business owners and they say, well, my business just exploded. It was because they found that what it is that they were doing matched with the fact that where there was a desire and a need out there. And that's massively, massively important. You know, entrepreneurs and being passionate about wildlife and biology and all of that, and having spent many years doing wildlife research, entrepreneurs are a little bit like great great white sharks. They are able to detect, at least brilliant entrepreneurs, they're able to detect that one part of blood in a million parts of seawater, and they know that it has relevance, and therefore they go and they move on it. And that's the other thing. They don't just talk and talk and talk. They actually do. So there it is. You know, there's another wonderful initiative brought to you through the Success Show, courtesy of Mix FM, and that was the fact that he has this entrepreneurial TV show, Making Moves. And if you qualify, well, the bottom line is get onto email tonight and get hold of us.
Absolutely. Making Moves 06 at bongwe.tv, and that's BONNGOE. But think about it. What we've been chatting to you about tonight and what we've been sharing with you is, are you authentic? Have you earned the right? If you haven't earned the right there yet, just modify how you are communicating yourself and branding yourself. If you are you are definitely an expert because you have had experiences that make you an expert at your experiences so far. It's not about not saying where you're going. It's just about being authentic in the public eye. So if you're going to fake it till you make it, the faking it is the picture in your mind.
And I think also a very important way to close the show goes around a very profound teaching of Doug Nelson this weekend, and that is, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. And just one of the things that I cannot stress enough, and that is, Mix FM actually goes out of its way through the Success Show, through the radio station, through the website, to help grow people. The management of Mix FM are massive on personal growth, and one's actually got to take your hat off to them in this regard. And therefore, when opportunities come your way, like being able to get free tickets to Millionaire Mind Intensive off the website, go. It was just incredible this morning. I mean, here's someone who was gifted ticket, and other people that have been gifted tickets where they've come back and they said, this is a life-changing event. Just because it's a free ticket, don't undervalue it. Don't underestimate it. You know, just because something is free, if you throw it away, well, the bottom line is shame on you, because it really is a life-changing experience. And this is where we really do need to acknowledge the work of Success Resources and Karen Murray and the local South African Success Resources team, who are putting on brilliant events where they actually approach the radio station and make free tickets available. And these are tickets which would cost a couple of thousand rand. But you can access them, and you can go and improve your business, and you can change your life. It starts with the decision and the desire to do so. So you need to ask yourself two key questions around anything in life. Am I willing and am I able? And if you're willing and you're able, well, then the bottom line is you actually need to do it. Not in 6 months' time, a year's time, now. If you're willing and you're able, do it now.
Well, next week we're going to be starting out with some interviews for another fantastic event coming to Johannesburg on the 26th of April, and that is Millionaire to Billionaire. We've managed to secure weekly VIP ticket giveaways from next week for Mix FM listeners, and we're going to be rolling out interviews with all the guest speakers. We're very, very grateful to African Billionaire Events Management for that, and Mabin Khan, the CEO. So listen out for that. You can catch the podcast for tonight's show from tomorrow, and we've had a great time chatting to you about being authentic.
Absolutely, and all of the podcasts are on makesyouthink.co.za. You can go there and you can access our entire library of all the interviews that we've done with world experts on mind, money, success, relationships, and all that as a result of Mix 93.8 FM.
Thank you. You've been listening to Chris and Suzanne Stiles on The Success Show on Mix 93.8 FM.
Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Stiles every Tuesday night at 7:15.